Hey there, hit pause for a minute and let me share something with you real quick. I'm Jake, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily. Confession time, my son is a nerd. I don't say this with any shame, in fact, I'm quite proud of it. He's six, dreams of Pokemon, and will argue to the death if you say that anyone but Charizard or Tyrantrum are the best Pokemon. He begs to play The Legend of Zelda and Super Mario Brothers. He could tell you the names of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles before he could even tell you his colors. It was pretty bad when I'd ask what color Leonardo wore and he'd tell me pink. The last three Halloweens, he's dressed up as Luigi, Charizard, and Rexy from Jurassic Park. My son's a nerd and he gets it all from me. Before he was born, I announced my wife's pregnancy by telling everyone that baby Bowser was on the way. Now, my wife was not very fond of me calling our unborn child baby Bowser, so I made her a deal. If we found out the baby was a girl, I would stop and go with whatever name she chose. However, if we found out the baby was a boy, I got to design a Mario Brothers nursery for him. I won. It's pretty cool too. I took some PVC pipe and painted them green to look like warp pipes, spelled out his name with them, and then had these stuffed Mario Brothers figures coming out of the pipes. I sang my son the 80s Ninja Turtles theme song over and over till he could sing it with me. My son's a nerd because of me. I'm his father, and he imitates me. He loves what I love, acts how I act, and looks to me for advice and guidance. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, Paul writes, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus, encouraging them to focus on their Heavenly Father and act as he acts. Just like my son takes on the habits and interests of me, we should take on the habits and interests of God, our Heavenly Father. If we look at Scripture, it becomes very clear that his biggest attribute is love. We need to learn to see people as God sees people and love them as God loves them. This means sacrifice, this means effort, and this means time. However, when we're focused on our Father, it doesn't become a chore, but a way of life. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Jake for the Nerd of Godcast Daily. Until next time, let's unpause and get back in the game.